FM.
This is Big Brother. Please welcome to the show.
I'm Mel of Melbourne.
Oh, yes, Big Brother is back on Channel 7. It is in its 21st year, can you believe it? And I reckon it's the best series yet. The kids and I are 100% locked and loaded, addicted to this show. Someone got kicked off and it broke my heart. She's the lady that called herself constantly Mel from Melbourne.
Yes.
I'm sorry that you don't know what I'm capable of, but I know what I bring to the party. I'm Mel of Melbourne. I make magic happen. I'm a doer. I've got a can-do attitude. I'm a fighter.
Oh, Mel, it didn't quite work out for you, though, Mel. Did it?
Hey, guys. No, I don't know if you watched it, but it definitely didn't work out for me. No.
What is that magic that you make happen, Mel?
Well, because I was a flight attendant for 10 years, I was known as Mel from Melbourne or Mel of Melbourne because it was easier to describe, like, people described me that way rather than, oh, you know, the tall blonde or the loud crazy one, because there was hundreds of Mels all over Australia, all different bases. And that tagline just stuck, you know, being a flight attendant, because I liked that, you know, that people remembered me that way. But the magic that I made happen was, like, I'm a very, very kind person, as you could see on, you know, the show. But, like, I would do things like, you know, Christmas time, because it's not always a joyful time for people. I would get all our crew members to sing Christmas carols to the homeless and things like that. So the magic that I made happen is I made people feel good. And I was constantly doing that, and consistency is the key. And all my Spurgeon crew and work colleagues and people that I've come across on flights have said the same thing. Like, you just have this infectious love for life, but you also just love to be kind.
And so, I've got to be remembered by humble.
That. That's
so
my legacy.
You're surprised then that the housemates didn't see that in you and voted you out?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, we've lived a shocking 2 years. I don't know if you realise that there was a thing called COVID, and it was a horrible, horrible time. And I learned in those 2 years of not being able to do the job I loved, you know, being a flight attendant and not being able to do the things that we loved, that I'm never going to, you know, like, waste a minute of postponing joy. Like, why would you do that?
Never postpone joy, Mel.
No.
Hey, you did say one other thing on the show, which we found interesting, which we'd like you to explain to us. Here it is.
You say you want this. I might not be able to give it to you, but I'll give you something similar.
What do you mean, Mel? What do you mean?
Oh, mate. I'm a matchmaker. I have set relationships up. I have made people find their dream jobs. I've been the one that told someone to go on to The Voice or Australian Idol or something like that, because I'm a hype girl and I will, like, make you get what you want in life, because
or something similar.
That's who I am. Or similar. So it might not be The Voice. It might be Australian Idol.
Mel, we loved you on Big Brother, Mel, and we're sad that you're gone. But you do sound like you're full of, you do sound full of joy, I've got to say.
Yeah.
And you've got good energy, and we love that.
Well, do you want to know something that, and this will give you an understanding of who I am, and then you won't just be like, this girl's crazy, and I don't know where she comes from and why she's this way. But I was so bullied in high school, like, so bullied. I had the thickest of thick glasses because I had astigmatism. And my mum thought it would be cool to cut my hair short like a boy because, you know, you do what your mum tells you to do.
Yeah.
And I got bullied every day of my life, all through, I think it was grade 1 to year 11.
Yep.
So I now realise that happened to me for a reason, so I can love fiercely and love freely and never let anyone feel the way that I felt.
Oh, well done, mate. Who's
going to win? If I can overcome bullying and be the bubbliest person in the room, maybe I can inspire someone to believe that life isn't gloomy and doom after that.
Good message, Mel.
Who's going to win Big Brother, in your opinion, Mel?
I want Dave to win. Dave's a good, good human. The charity stands for Rough Track. You know, he does a lot of good work with the kids that he works with, and he's just an all-rounder, genuine, good person. And, you know, that's what you want. You want someone to win that's deserving of it.
Yeah, we do love Dave. Well, Mel, it was brief, but we loved you on Big Brother. And we appreciate your time here this morning, and please continue spreading joy wherever you go. Beck, Cozzy and Limo, SAFM.